the rest of the story. Regular gatherers around this campfire may recognize Daniel Custis and Martha, his bride, but I want you to hear the story of their bittersweet colonial Virginia romance once more. There is an ostensibly trivial something of which you may be yet to learn. The Custises and the Dandridges were wealthy plantation families, the former far wealthier and more prestigious than the latter. So snootily was patriotic John Custis primed to resist associating with any Dandridge. Why, they did not even have a coat of arms on their gravestones, he sniffed. And when his son Daniel fell in love with pretty Martha Dandridge, you know what John said? He'd rather throw the boy into the street for anybody to pick up. But Martha was patient and charming. She now focused those qualities on the old colonel, and he never had a chance. By the time Daniel and Martha's wedding, June 1749, John Custis had declared that he was as much enamored with Martha's character as was his son with her person. And when the colonel died only a few months later, Martha became mistress of the great Custis estate. She was a mere 18 years young. Well, her life with Daniel was a whirl of social activity, most of it centered around the grand old plantation house of the grand old Custis plantation, which comprised more than 17,000 grand old acres of tobacco. Martha also bore Daniel 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls, before a series of tragedies plunged their wonderful world into darkness. In 1754, their firstborn died at the age of 3. 2 years later, Martha's own father died suddenly. The next spring, their eldest daughter passed away. And then 3 months later, Daniel himself fell ill and followed his children to glory. Heart failure, the family physician called it. More precisely, a broken heart. And thus, at the otherwise tender age of 25, did Martha Dandridge Custis become the richest widow in Virginia. So tantalizingly wealthy that during the customary year of mourning subsequent, she was besieged by suitors. And among those hopeful opportunists was an ambitious colonel in the Virginia militia. Martha's family, sensing his pragmatic motives, rather disapproved. So the snooty shoe was on the other foot now. But the result was the same. Martha wanted a good father for her still young children. And so a year and a half following Daniel Custis's death, January 6, 1759, in that grand old plantation house, widow Martha Custis married George Washington. Oh, American history rings with the names of George and Martha, so loudly that Martha's first love is mostly forgotten. And yet if events coming sometimes cast shadows as they approach, so they must have that once upon a time. For the Custis estate, which Martha inherited from her first husband, the vast plantation in general, and its mansion in particular, in which she and Colonel George Washington were wed, they had a name that you know, yet never knew. For Martha Custis's old Virginia home was called the White House. And now you know the rest of the story.